Time again for Doctors in the House. This month, we're focusing on any of your orthopedic-related questions. Today, we have Dr. Kelvin Loh, CEO of Mount Elizabeth Novena Hospital, and Dr. Kevin Lee, orthopedic surgeon from Mount Elizabeth Hospital.
Okay, Dr. Lee, I got a question here for you. Running is a sport growing rapidly in popularity among Singaporeans. What are the common running injuries that runners face? And can you share more on the appropriate management and treatments?
Well, most running injuries affect the lower limbs, obviously, because we use them to run. The most common two sites which are frequently injured will be your foot and ankle and the knee.
Right.
Although people with back injuries prior to running can also aggravate their back conditions. So the injuries to the foot and ankle and the knee can be broadly classified into traumatic injuries or overuse injuries.
Mm.
So traumatic injuries, common sense kind of thing, involves some sort of a fall or a twisting injury.
Mm.
In those kind of cases, you can get ankle sprains, you can get ankle fractures, you can get torn ligaments or meniscus tears in the knee. Overuse injuries, fortunately, are more common,
right,
and usually these do not require surgery. The common overuse injuries in the foot and ankle include things like plantar fasciitis, which manifests as heel pain.
Mm.
They get Achilles tendonitis, which manifests as pain at the back of the heel. And common overuse injuries in the knee would include things like iliotibial band syndrome, ITB, which is pain on the outside of the knee, and patella or quadriceps tendonitis, which manifests as pain in the front of the knee.
Mm.
Yeah.
Dr. Lee, do you have a lot of patients who come to you and when you see them, you realize that their problems are caused by bad footwear or improper footwear?
Not really. Most, you know, good footwear is very accessible in Singapore, so we usually do not see this problem. The commonest cause of the overuse injuries actually come from runners who are impatient. Basically, they do more than
their body is ready for.
That's right. Uh-huh. They suddenly increase the training mileages without a progressive kind of a training program.
Thank you, doctor.
Thank you. Here's a question for you, Dr. Loh. Got a KISS fan who's 45 years old who recently picked up cycling as a sport to maintain a healthy lifestyle. He wants to know what are some of these cycling-caused injuries that people may not be aware of.
Neck strain and back strain that's due to the hunching of the back while cycling are common in riders who are new to cycling or who have not cycled for a long time, as their muscles are not conditioned to cycling. This is especially so for cyclists who have underlying conditions of the neck and back joints, for example, a slip disc or arthritis of the joints in the neck and back. In such situations, cycling in a more upright posture will help.
Mm.
Neck and back strengthening exercises will also help such condition, avoiding rough terrain and bumps, as it is a jarring action that would aggravate such injuries.
Mm.
And that was Dr. Kelvin Loh, CEO of Mount Elizabeth Novena Hospital, and Dr. Kevin Lee, orthopedic surgeon from Mount Elizabeth Hospital. Visit keepmoving.com.sg for more lifestyle articles and tips on sports injuries and prevention, and learn more about the various treatments available for sports orthopedic conditions. If you have any questions, feel free to send them in via our website, kiss92.sg.